The partial shutdown of the federal government continues, and Donald Trump is aggressively taking his arguments to the airwaves. Yesterday, he was down in Texas on the southern border, and Jim Ryan, our ABC News correspondent, was with him. And Jim joins us now live from, where are you, in McAllen, Texas now? Where are you exactly?
Yeah, in McAllen, John, right alongside the Rio Grande, the dividing line, kind of the point of contention in this whole thing that has now shut down the government. So the president was here yesterday for about 4 hours. He talked with Customs and Border Protection officials, talked with the parents of a couple of law enforcers who have been killed by undocumented immigrants, and then made a quick trip to the Rio Grande itself, looking over into Reynosa, Mexico, and saying that a lot of the nation's crime problems are coming across the border, John.
I watched some of the coverage, the rebroadcast of the president's interaction with the Border Patrol officials, both the leadership and the rank and file guys are out there doing the hard work every day. I thought it was pretty effective. They seemed to, I mean, unless it was just a complete setup, they seemed to really be behind the president and his push for a wall, saying that the wall works. What did you hear and see while you were there with the president?
Well, you're right. Customs and Border Protection, the leadership of the union that represents those people has always stood publicly behind President Trump and his call for a barrier between the two countries. The rank and file are more quiet and private about that, as you can imagine. But and local leaders here are kind of in dispute. This is a heavily Democratic area along the border. 66% of the voters in this county, for example, voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. So there is this great debate going on around here as to whether this idea of a wall is necessary. But you're right. I mean, the customs folks, they, by the way, are still getting paid because they're considered essential employees, despite the furlough that's going on across the country.
Mm-hmm. Do you think yesterday's visit actually moved the needle on this at all? Are we still waiting to see?
Well, I guess you've got three different groups that you're looking at here as to he was trying to influence lawmakers in Congress. I don't know if the Democrats, seeing what happened yesterday with his visit to McAllen, are going to change their minds. Republicans who are kind of huddled and trying to decide what to do next. I think that in Congress, it probably didn't change many minds. Mm-hmm. Voters around the country, people who watch TV coverage or listen to the radio, about this. Perhaps their opinions have been changed. But here in McAllen, I think itself, you really didn't have much opinions change much. It was interesting, John, that as the president was meeting with those customs folks at the airport, at the border office, patrol office right there at the airport, the street leading to the airport was lined with protesters. On one side, hundreds of protesters in support of President Trump. On the other side, those detractors who say that a wall is absolutely not necessary. So it was interesting to see these two crowds of people pretty evenly split, it seemed to me, expressing their views. I don't think anyone in that crowd had their opinions changed by yesterday's visit.
Really interesting. And there are a lot of people who we're finding out they were all for this thing a few years ago. So it starts to make you wonder how much politics is influencing their current stance. But I appreciate the update from Texas. Jim Ryan, our ABC News correspondent. Thank you very much.